Jewish history in Waco begins with Jacob de Cordoba, who in 1849 laid out the city of Waco. That is to say, Jacob was one of three partners who owned the land on which the original township was laid out. The other two partners lived a great distance from here. And for that matter, so did de Cordoba. I believe he was then living in Houston. De Cordoba was a land dealer, and at one time owned millions of acres in Texas. Very, very remarkable man about whom history has yet to be written. There's a great deal available, but no one seems to put it together yet. De Cordoba came to Waco area and here hired somebody to lay out the town, and saw to it that all those things were done which were necessary for the establishment of the township, and then sold off the first lots. And that was in 1849, the 5th day of May, 1849. Now, that would be among the very first lots in Waco. Now, we really don't know much about the arrival of the first Jews in Waco, because they didn't think they were making history. They didn't leave us any records. We assume that just as there were Jews passing through and some occasionally staying in most of the western towns, there probably were some here also. But the first definite evidence we have of a Jewish community here doesn't appear until 20 years later.